Chapter 3, Great Leaders Understand the Importance of Process. Well-aligned processes enable your team to optimize performance and ultimately fulfill your organization's purpose. Process is not the most important element of the P5 rocket, but if it is not functioning well, it will dramatically impact every other element. Consider this key difference between managers and leaders. Managers manage people to a process. Leaders engage teams to improve processes. Process is the underlying enabler of success for your team and organization. Without solid processes, your team will become frustrated, ineffective, and inefficient. Relationships remain a critical component in both leadership and sales. It has been said that all things being equal, people will buy from people they like. All things not being equal, they will still buy from people they like. This is also true about leadership. Leaders are selling, they're convincing, we're influencing. All things being equal, people will not follow leaders they don't like. All things not being equal, they will still follow people they like. This is still true today. Customers, employees must like us, trust us, and respect us. One of the key components of respect is that the customer must believe that we understand their business, their pain, and what keeps them up at night. It was exactly this realization early in my career which led me to the understanding that the voice of the customer's process would be applicable to nearly every business, every process, and nearly every industry. I have since applied the concept across hundreds of processes and industries with great success. Many new innovations were essentially created to address process problems. If you think about ketchup bottles, they are now upside down to eliminate the various process tricks and hacks that diners used to extract ketchup. Some of you may remember tapping the side of a ketchup bottle with a knife, or shaking rigorously, or tapping the top, or trying to get it down to ready to squirt. Automobile hands-free phone systems attempt to reduce distractions of drivers, and manufacturers are working feverishly to make autonomous cars to eliminate the human process entirely. A single device now holds all of our music, directs us to unknown destinations, organizes our life, and facilitates communication, among other things, to improve our processes, to solve our process pain. Many exercise gimmicks are sold on television or commercials in an attempt to make the workout process easier while still delivering results. Parents now give small toddlers pouches of baby food, which they can handle on their own, a very different process to what we used with our children, with the small spoon trying to scoop, tempt, insert, wipe, clean, and repeat. The process has changed dramatically, solving a customer's problem. It is important for now to understand that every organization has customers, and those customers have processes. The goal for businesses is to understand the voice of your customer's process and fill identified needs to gain sustainable advantages over your competitors. A few questions you should ask to get started. Who is your customer? Are they internal or external? What is their process? By the way, this is not the same as what do you think your customer does? Have you ever observed your customer's process? Let's translate this. Have you ever built a process map with the individual or team about their process to understand it from their perspective? How does your product or service impact your customer's process? Start with the customer's perspective, not your internal view. Most process improvements fail in organizations because they start by looking inwardly. Do you recognize the value of your product or service as perceived by your customer's point of view? How could you impact their process in a more positive way? After answering those questions, what products or services do you have to offer? Better yet, what could you offer in the future? This could lead to incredible innovation, as for many of my clients, in the way that they approach the market. One example that I personally experienced of this concept in action was a waitress who observed my process. She saw that I used the French vanilla cream in my coffee during a business breakfast. More French vanilla cream containers appeared without me asking. She didn't ask what type of creamer I wanted. She didn't do a survey of which creamer her customers preferred. And she didn't do an internal cost analysis of the optimum number of creamers to put on the table. She instinctively understood the voice of her customer's process by observing my process and reacting with outstanding customer service. There are a number of reasons I start our process discussions with our customers focused on your customer's process first. Self-focused, internally focused processes often lead to suboptimal results. Focusing your team first on your customer's process enables the alignment of your team around a common goal of value creation. This is really important. This is not about sub-optimizing internal processes in your organization. This is about starting by looking at the value your organization creates and then subordinating all of your internal processes to supporting that value creation in line with your organization's purpose. Quite simply put, process is a sequence of steps that transform inputs into outputs. Processes exist literally everywhere in life, regardless of whether you define them or allow the processes to define you. This is what we think about when we consider habits. An additional area of research you will find particularly useful is seeking to improve your ability to lead through process in the observation of habits. Understanding the influence of habits and how they control people's decision-making, both internal and external, is critical to identifying what you can do to positively impact your customer's experience and your employees' engagement. All habits follow a predefined cycle: cue, process, reward. As you grow your leadership skills, I encourage you to observe the people around you and the processes they follow. This observation should include your customers, employees, leadership team, and even self-reflection. There are three questions you should ask. Do you understand the individual's cue? Do you understand the cue of what triggers the next step, the process they take? Second, have you observed the process they follow? What is that process? What action do they take? And third, do you understand the reward they experience? What is it that compels them to do this again next time? As you reflect on these questions, the answers will enable you to dramatically improve your ability to engage your team in creating processes of efficiency and effectivity. Great leaders and organizations ensure that their core processes are documented and followed by all. A CEO I have known for decades has always indicated he felt his organization's processes were solid. He recently called me when he lost a key employee and found himself investing a huge amount of time training the replacement employee. None of the processes were documented well enough to onboard and develop the new employee into this key role. What process gaps might you have in your organization that either cause you pain, leave you open to risk, or have potential for improved efficiency or quality? Distractions, even minor ones, make a dramatic impact on the efficiency and effectivity of your processes. In the course of observing hundreds and hundreds of processes around the world in manufacturing and transactional and service industries, I have found that even the tiniest distractions have a dramatic and major impact on the output and results. Take the example of searching for a specific sized wrench as an example. I once observed a 20-minute activity that resulted in nearly 2 hours of machine downtime in a factory. The 20 minutes included a machine operator needing to mechanically adjust some settings on the equipment in order for the high-speed process to function properly. About 10 minutes into the adjustments, the operator had to stop to search for the correct size wrench to make an adjustment. As he walked around the factory searching for the correct tool, he became distracted by some mess that he straightened out, some paperwork that needed to be completed, labels that needed printing, and a pallet that needed to be moved. The first minor distraction, looking for the correct size wrench, turned into many other distractions. When he finally made it back to the machine, he had actually forgotten about the wrench. He continued making other adjustments and started the machine at a jogging speed. Unfortunately, as he had forgotten the final adjustment, the process did not proceed as planned. He spent the next 45 minutes troubleshooting the problem until remembering the setting, which he had forgotten to finish. This is not a unique situation. I have observed the similar situation over and over and over again. Before you think this is unique to manufacturing, when was the last time you were in the middle of a profound thought and your cell phone buzzed? When was the last time you were in the zone of creating a presentation and your email notification popped up? When was the last time someone was telling you something they felt was very important and you glanced at your watch when a new text arrived? We live in a distracted society. Clear and simple processes are more critical now than ever before. 3 reflection questions about process. 1. Why is it important for you to solidify processes between departments and throughout your organization? 2. How many of your core processes are clearly documented and followed by all? And 3. What steps will you commit to in order to close any gaps that exist in your current processes?